Hi everyone, I'm Asiye Namdar, the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now on the news. Georgia is accusing the Russian army of destroying a key railway bridge and starting massive fires in the country. Moscow denies it, saying that soldiers are simply completing security operations. Georgia's accusations come amid a ceasefire agreement that calls for both sides to return to the positions they held before fighting broke out 8 days ago. Georgia's president signed the deal yesterday after meeting with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. President Bush issued yet another statement this morning, repeating that Moscow needs to honor the agreement and withdraw its forces and military operations. Authorities in India say 10 people are behind bars for a series of deadly bombings last month. The arrests came today. 49 people were killed, more than 100 were wounded, after 17 coordinated blasts struck the city of Ahmedabad. All the suspects face charges, including murder and waging war against a state. Back in this country, Florida's governor has declared a state of emergency, saying Tropical Storm Fay is on its way. Fay is battering Haiti, Cuba, and the Bahamas this hour. The center of the storm is slated to move over Haiti this afternoon, moving next to Cuba. The sixth named storm of the season has maximum sustained winds of 45 miles an hour. Various computer models put the storm's long-range track up the western portion of the Florida Peninsula in a few days. Others place it farthest west over the eastern Gulf of Mexico. In Memphis, Tennessee, investigators are looking into an early morning fire that killed five children and a teenager and an adult. Seven people in all were killed. Their bodies were all found on the first floor at the rear of the house. A child and two teens made it out of the house with burn injuries. They're said to be in stable condition. Meeting for the first time as their party's presumptive presidential nominees, Senators John McCain and Barack Obama will share a stage in California tonight. The two major presidential candidates will cover the issues of faith and values in a forum moderated by Pastor Rick Warren. You can watch it live here on CNN.com Live, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.